You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take a look at what's been happening across the globe. Let's start, Don, in Argentina. What's their weather look like today?
Well, over the last week or so, there's been a little bit of rain down there, and soil moisture profiles have gotten a little bit better. We still have a lot of dry pockets in Argentina. Precipitation-wise, over the next week or so, there is going to be some activity down there. It's going to be focusing on the central and northern growing areas and the western growing areas of Argentina. In the southern areas, a little bit drier. So the overall forecast for the next week is for at or slightly below average precipitation totals, but some rain.
And if you move further to the north, the Brazilian soybean crop looks like it's in pretty good shape, though. I take it they're delayed enough that corn planting is behind there for the second crop or safrinha corn.
Yeah, the conditions, soil moisture profiles and everything look really good, and the prospects here for the next week or so in Brazil in terms of precipitation looks good. Nothing excessive. There might be a few pockets where rain's a little heavier in the southwest areas of Brazil that may cause a few more delays, but overall, things are looking good.
And then come here to the United States, where finally we've come out of the desperately cold times, at least in our part of the world, in the Midwest. What do you see for this week and next week and maybe some of the plain states where it's been really, really dry?
Well, I'll tell you, for anybody that is happy about the relief from the cold, that's good news. The bad news is the cold's coming right back on in. We are going to see a rather significant weather system come in. There's actually two. One will be diving south into the area, coming out of the Rockies, bringing some colder temperatures and a little bit of rain and snow as we get to Thursday night and Friday. Late in the day, Thursday into Friday, there'll be some rain and some snow and some colder temperatures. And then another system comes in on the backside of it as we get into late Friday into Saturday. That will bring snow to many areas of the Midwest, especially the eastern Corn Belt and the southeastern Great Lakes. And there's going to be some very cold air settling in again. So it's going to come right back on in.
And then if you look further out from that, do we stay cold or do we warm back up at the end of the month?
Well, I tell you, I think we will probably be more often than not colder than normal right up into the end of January. Now, that doesn't negate the fact that there probably will be some moderation in temperatures at times. But right now, there's plenty of cold air over central Canada and plenty of opportunities for it to come on in. So we're going to be making up some ground for the warmer conditions we had this fall. The rest of January, more often than not, it's going to be cold.
What are snowpack conditions like for Wyoming and then into the Dakotas and maybe helping to alleviate some of the drought they've been suffering through since October?
The northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest Mountains doing good with snowpack. But you get into the central and southern Rockies, you get into Colorado, you get into southern Wyoming, you get into Utah, New Mexico, Arizona. Those are the snowpacks right now that are suffering. Something you would expect in a moderate La Nina that we're in right now. So the northern areas favor the most. The central and southern Rockies need some snow, as those snowpacks are a good 20 to 25% below normal.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. And that wraps it up for the day. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Since 1985, Stuart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is available at stuart-peterson.com.